Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do we got to get you off the traffic? My God. Friday afternoon.
Oh, usual,
Lord. But... Oh, my God, man. Hey, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us. Mike, good morning, man. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Joe?
I am doing great, man. I'm doing okay. All right, Mike. You know how to stir it up. I thought you were good, and your sidekick Chris Sims trying to do a pretty good job too. So, do you really think that Colin Kaepernick out of football now 5 or 6 years would be better than anything Seattle, Carolina, the Texans, maybe Atlanta, and Tua? And the Dolphins.
Well, what I said was with time to get the rust knocked off.
Yes, that's
get
true.
Up to speed. You know, the guy's 34 years old. That is not old by quarterback standards. He's still got a lot of gas in the tank. He entered the league a year before Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins. He entered the league 2 years after Matthew Stafford. He's still in the sweet spot of his physical prime. The reports coming out of Las Vegas following his workout with the Raiders is he had impressive arm strength and conditioning. Well, the guy's been working out 2.5 to 3 hours a day for 5 years to keep himself in shape for this moment. And the arm strength isn't just going to disappear overnight. The only problem is he hasn't played in 5 years. And the problem with that is he hasn't played in 5 years through no fault of his own. He was successfully, and blackball isn't really the right term, but the NFL did successfully keep him out for business reasons. And we can debate whether or not they're legitimate or illegitimate business reasons. But clearly, this is a guy who would have had an opportunity on a roster somewhere between 2017 and today, but for the side issue relating to the protest during the national anthem.
Right.
But, yeah, I think with time, and I think the reason he launched this latest effort when he did, the supply of quarterbacks did not meet the needs of the teams that were looking. In Seattle right now, Geno Smith and Drew Lock, I would take Colin Kaepernick, assuming that he could get back to where he was during his time with the San Francisco 49ers. I would take Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco or in Carolina, excuse me, if he could get back to where he was during his time with the 49ers. The Texans right now, they've got all the eggs in the Davis Mills basket, and I think they just want to see what he can do. But I think if Kaepernick had the opportunity to get up to speed, he could compete there. And, yeah, look, in Miami, I'm sorry, but much better arm strength than Tua. And if he can run like he did 5 or 6 years ago, he could run that Mike McDaniel offense to perfection. Now, they're all in with Tua. They're not going to do it. It's not even going to hit the radar screen.
Right.
But I just think that we can't get caught up in the idea that because the guy hasn't played for 5 years, it means he can't play at all. I think if he had a fair chance to get up to speed, he would be competitive. He would be good enough. And that desire to establish himself and prove himself, that's what's driven him to keep working out the way that he has the last 5 years. There's a certain point during that 5 year period where if you really aren't committed to trying to play again, you're not going to keep working out the way that you've been working out.
Right.
He has been busting his ass on a possibility that was slim until this week that anyone was even going to give him a shot to come in and show what he could do.
Mike, I do believe he has been this whole time good enough to be a, a quarterback on a roster. I don't disagree with you at all, and anybody that does is in make-believe world that thinks off the way he played his last year that he wasn't good enough. I saw it up close in his last year down here, and he was really good. He had a great game against the Miami Dolphins when he was down here. It is amazing, though, because you look at this picture, and people are forgiving of Deshaun Watson more than Colin Kaepernick, even with the 22 lawsuits. And you know why, Mike? Because Deshaun Watson's really good, and they know it.
Well, now, I wonder whether or not the Browns would do things differently if they had the benefit of knowing where things would currently be and what the public reaction would be and the problem they would step into. But they did step into an issue with a segment of their fan base, knowingly and voluntarily, because they knew they were getting, or they hoped they were getting, a guy who will potentially be a top five quarterback despite not playing at all last year. So you make that gamble, you make that calculation. And yet, if someone thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, they would have found a way to keep him in the league in 2017. Yes. It all came down to, and again, it was a business calculation, and it was premised on factors that I think should not have been relevant factors, because he was operating fully within his rights under the NFL's applicable rules. But when you ask yourself, do we want the blowback from that percentage of our fan base that will huff and puff and maybe blow the house down a little bit for a guy who's going to be the number two or three quarterback on the roster? Do we really want that? No, we don't. And look, the NFL paid between $5 and $10 million to settle his collusion grievance. And the argument was that the league office and or enough other teams came together and decided they were going to freeze him out. And I think the real argument would have been factually, if it had gone to trial, that the league office was sending out messages to the teams aimed at getting them to stay away from him. You know, it was wrong. It was just wrong. What happened to him was wrong. Whatever you think about him, I'd like to think that we could take a step back and say, okay, yeah, I understand. I don't like the guy, but what happened to him was wrong. And there are going to be people, you know, this is America in 2022. There are going to be people who never see it that way. But it's just unfortunate. And it's good that what the Raiders did, they hopefully they've opened the door for some other team that looks at its depth chart at quarterback and says, we can do better at spots 1, 2, 3, or 4. And let's bring this guy in for a workout. We don't have to fear that our financial sheets are going to implode because we bring the guy in for a workout and see what he can do. Yeah. And maybe sign him. I mean, the fact that he went 5+ years without a team ever bringing him in one time to see what he can do, when hundreds of guys, thousands of guys every year get workouts with teams. That is what was most glaring to me. The guy didn't even get an opportunity to go show anyone what he could do until Wednesday of this week.
Mike, the league seems like it's changed, though, a little bit as far as that time. It's past now. Let's go ahead and give this guy a chance. You think he'll be on a roster? Can you see him on somebody's roster this season?
I still don't think it's going to happen.
Wow.
Because I believe that, and here's why. I believe none of the 32 owners possess the moral or financial courage to actually put him on the team. Maybe Mark Davis does, because he mustered the moral and financial courage to bring him in for a workout. But you have to be willing to accept the reaction to signing Colin Kaepernick. And then, hey, Joe, let's spin it forward. Peter King and I debated this in pretty spirited fashion earlier today, because Peter said, hey, before I would sign him, you know, I'd want to know what is he going to do?
Yeah.
From an anthem standpoint, from on his day off, what activism is he going to be involved in? I'd want to ask those questions. And Peter didn't say it was right. He just said he's being very practical. That's what a team would do. My reaction is no team has the right to do that. No team has the right to ask him, are you going to comply with a rule that allows you, if you choose to kneel, to continue to kneel? Are you going to do something that you're not required to do? What are you going to do on your time off that could possibly create issues for us? I just think that those are inappropriate concerns, but those are real concerns. So that's the next bridge you have to cross. You have to fast forward to September, and the games start getting played again, and the NFL's gotten past this whole anthem controversy. Well, Colin Kaepernick, if he's kneeling during the anthem, it's going to come back around again.
That's correct.
And they didn't like that. You know, Jerry Jones recently told Peter King, basically any publicity is good publicity. Well, for Jerry Jones, the water's edge is the anthem controversy. He didn't want anything to do with that in 2017, and he didn't want anything to do with it again. And I think that's the bigger issue that comes into play if you're going to actually put him on the team.
I think Kaepernick scares. I agree with you. He scares because of those issues. We talked about him earlier. I said the same thing. They scare him. They scare that Colin Kaepernick might, you know, be talking about instead of football. He's going to be asked questions and get into everything going back to where this started and kneeling and all the other stuff. Hey,
Joe, he made a great point when he was on the podcast with Brandon Marshall, the I Am Athlete podcast, and Marshall was asking him questions like, Marshall was a GM. What do we say to our fan base?
Right.
And Kaepernick made a great point. Hey, you have end racism in the back of the end zone. You have Black Lives Matter on the back of the helmets.
True.
The stuff that I'm saying is consistent with that. It's not some radical message. It's a message that you're promoting. Every time somebody turns on a game, they see it. So, but the problem is, look, there are equal parts on each end of the spectrum. 30% of the fan base hates Kaepernick. 30% of the fan base loves Kaepernick. The NFL did the polling as part of, you know, the effort. And this all came out during the grievance process. There was some evidence that emerged through the discovery phase. The NFL decided to defer to the loud minority of fans who hated Colin Kaepernick and didn't want any team to do business with him. That's who they deferred to, even though there's an equally sizable group of people who love Colin Kaepernick and think he should be in the NFL. Hey, Joe, if the Raiders would sign him, can you imagine how many silver and black number 7 Kaepernick jerseys they would sell?
Tons.
Nike wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand.
Yeah, it would be. Even though he wouldn't start and he's not going to beat out Carr, you're right. There would be a lot of people buying that jersey. There is no question about that.
Carr better be pretty damn secure about his position, though, because there's going to be more reporters talking to the backup than there are talking to the starter.
That's true.
There's going to be more people in the stands wearing 7 than are wearing 4. So you better be damn sure that Derek Carr is okay with that and that he has the mental toughness to deal with it because and then if Kaepernick's, you know, if Kaepernick's looking good and Carr struggles at all, you're going to have a segment of the fan base. Just like with Tebow. This is one of the reasons Tebow ended up not getting any opportunities to be a backup quarterback. It was going to be that segment of the fan base that was losing their mind to get Tebow onto the field. And they weren't going to take no for an answer.
No, that's a good point, too.
You're going to have that side of it, too, where you're going to have a heavy pro-Kaepernick crowd. So your starter had better be secure about his position.
Mike, when you sent out that tweet about he's better than the teams, were you shocked by the reaction?
I didn't pay attention to the reaction. I didn't do it for the reaction, so I don't care what the reaction is. I speak my truth. You know, we saw that goofy exchange this week between the guy who covers the 49ers and Javon Kinlaw where it was obvious that he was trolling him.
Correct.
And he wanted to get a reaction, and he wanted to build on the reaction and react to the reaction. I say what I believe, and I move on. So I don't know what the reaction was. I probably don't need many guesses, but I know people say, oh, seriously, I say what I say and I move on to the next thing. And that's what I believe. And, I hope that Colin Kaepernick gets a fair chance to prove me right or wrong. Either way, if I'm right or I'm wrong, I just hope he gets a fair chance to prove it one way or the other.
I thought, you know what, I really think he's going to get a chance. I just think time has passed and we're usually pretty forgiving in this country that people might move on,
but who
knows?
The bottom lines are the guys who like to buy super yachts, Joe.
Yeah.
And part of my position on this has been aimed at shaming these folks into doing the right thing. Like none of them are going to have to file bankruptcy over whatever financial damage Colin Kaepernick could potentially do to the franchise. Wouldn't it be nice to see somebody to stand up and do the right thing? We don't have enough of that in this country today. And, you know, it's been a big topic of conversation this week about what happened in Texas, and it's horrible and it's awful and it's sickening. But we need more people in this country who will be willing to stand up and say the right thing and do the right thing, not say and do the things that only mesh with their own personal financial interests. I want courage. I want people who will say the right things and do the right things regardless of the consequences. And that's what Colin Kaepernick did, and look at what it got him. But he still did it.
Mike, let me ask you another one. I didn't mean to take so much time on Colin Kaepernick. Lamar Jackson, it's one of the weirdest things. I must be missing something. The team says they want to negotiate and get something done. He doesn't have a true agent. I don't, and he's not around. Why wouldn't he want to get that done before he ever steps foot, knowing the way he's going to be used when he comes back to be the quarterback as a running quarterback for, when he's good, almost 1,000 yards, which is a lot of carries. Why is that deal not getting done, and do you expect it will get done before the season starts?
There's so many mysteries surrounding Lamar Jackson's situation with the Baltimore Ravens. He has resisted engaging with them. The narrative that was pushed last year, he's so focused on football, he doesn't have time to do it. Well, that's all the more reason to hire an agent. You know, I don't have time to cut my grass. I do, but I say I don't. So I get somebody to cut my grass, right? For the things in your life that need to be done that you don't have time to do, you get somebody to do them. All the more reason to hire somebody to do it. And I think at the core, the guys who like to represent themselves just don't want to pay that percentage. Even if they get more money minus the percentage net than they would get on their own, they don't like paying that 1%, 2%, or 3%. But with Jackson, it just makes no sense because the Ravens are ready to do it, but he won't do it. And Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, said back in March that he thinks that what Lamar Jackson wants to do is have a great season, win a Super Bowl, and then he'll be worthy of being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Okay, fine. Then why isn't he there for the OTAs?
Yeah.
If that's his objective, to go out and kick ass and take names and help the Ravens win a Super Bowl, and he's been to the OTA sessions every year of his career, why this year is he not there? If he's all about football, why is he not there at football practice? It makes no sense. And I don't know what he wants, and maybe we'll never know what he really wants. Some have thought maybe he wants out of Baltimore. He has pushed back against that. He was upset they traded Hollywood Brown, even though Hollywood Brown said Lamar Jackson knew he wanted out. I wonder at some point, Joe, do the Ravens just say, you know what? We've tried everything we can. We want to give this guy our money. He won't take it. We're just going to find somebody else. We're going to groom Tyler Huntley to be the starter. And we'll pay him dollar for dollar. You know, what we get out of him dollar for dollar, we're going to obviously pay him a lot less. But the value we get for what we pay him, and we take that money and we redistribute it around the team and we beef up elsewhere, we just have to do it because we can't have this uncertainty hanging over us every single year. So I won't be surprised if after the season, if they don't sign him fairly quickly after the season, I won't be surprised if he gets franchise tagged and then traded.
Yeah, I just think he's – first of all, I think he's really good. I mean, he's already won an MVP, and his winning percentage is off the charts. I just – for the life of me, he knows he's going to run it if he stays healthy, if he's lucky enough to stay healthy, which, by the way, running quarterbacks sooner or later all break down. He started to break down last year. I worry about those 150, 160, 170 carries and playing on that contract with nothing to back it up except, I guess, an insurance policy. Hopefully he's smart enough to get that, but that's dangerous.
I wouldn't put a whole lot of faith in an insurance policy unless it's for a career-ending injury, anything. And even then,
that's true. That's true.
Your best insurance is to go get your contract.
Right.
Get your financial security
that way. Guaranteed money. My God, man.
And people say to me, why don't you leave the guy alone? It's like, I'm trying to help the guy. If this was my son, my cousin, my nephew, my brother, my friend, my client, I'd be saying, what the hell are you doing? Go get paid.
I keep thinking somebody close to him, I know he and his mother are close, that somebody down here in Broward County is really close to him and is saying, listen, man, listen, go get that done. Go back on that field. They want to pay you. Go get what you can. Unless they're lowballing you, go get it done, my God.
And Joe, you touched on something that occurred to me yesterday when Chris Sims and I were kind of kicking it around, and we go into our show with a very loose outline so we can let our minds wander, and sometimes they wander to a good place and sometimes they don't. But it occurred to me that maybe he just is waiting for the Ravens to show up and make him the offer that he can't and won't refuse financially, that he doesn't have to negotiate.
Yep.
Maybe he thinks, I shouldn't have to roll up my sleeves and get into a fight over this, that if you value me, You make an opening offer that is the offer that I'll take. And we don't have to haggle about it if you really want me. I don't know. I can't make any sense of it. And if he really does want to be there, like he says he does, he's not acting like it. So I don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. But I can't rule out the Ravens at some point saying we've had enough. If we can't get this guy to take our money, we just have to come up with another plan at the quarterback position. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, me neither.
And I have no idea where it's going. And you know what? If he goes to another team, unless he really does want to go to another team, and then he will negotiate with that other team. But, you know, there's a chance that the next team is going to have the same issue where they can't get something done with Lamar Jackson if he would be traded in the offseason.
Last thing he wants to do is negotiate directly with the team, though. They will chew him up in negotiations, and he'll end up being upset.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think the Ravens would much rather have an agent so they could have a real negotiation. I think the Ravens are concerned about taking advantage of him. I think that's the problem.
Good point.
You're tempted to take advantage of him, and some of the guys who have done their own contracts were badly taken advantage of. Richard Sherman was. They had to send his contract back. The NFLPA, like, went to the 49ers and said, can you take some of this stuff out here? It's really unfair to Richard Sherman. And the first deal Russell Okung did on his own was shameful, what the Broncos did to him. So, but I just think when you're talking franchise quarterback, you got to find a way to take care of him. I think it'd be better for everyone if he had an agent, if he really wants to be a Raven. And either way, he's created a mystery. Whether he's done it intentionally or not, I don't know what his objective is. I don't know what his agenda is. But it's become a bigger and bigger distraction for the Ravens all the time.
Hey, Mike, real quickly before I let you go, when's Chris Sims popping his top 20? When's that coming out, his quarterback list?
We'll probably get into the top 20 next week. I think Tua landed somewhere between 25 and 30.
He was 29. And by the way, that made the front of the Miami Herald today with Barry Jackson. So that's
funny.
I didn't know. I thought you knew. I said, yeah. I said, you and Chris Sims you guys have been a hot topic around here, man, for going through of the guys that liked Tua and didn't like Tua coming out of college and Chris's name. And I said, well, there was a lot of guys. It wasn't just Chris. It was his dad as well, Phil, and a bunch of other guys. I guess Tannenbaum was another guy that wasn't a big fan. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Joe. See you, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.